Aber weg de Gott, Baby.
Zimmer schiemen im Hei. Sif Yud Ches. So although we've already learned, which is Sayochid, Shasarabim, Karmelis, now we're going to say an overall, Mechab is going to say an overall idea, Geder Karmelis. Just like a klal. What is it? Mishabura says, Goit Salome, klal dine Karmelis. Let's get it clear. What are the klalim of Hilchas Karmelis? Although we've spoken a lot about Karmelis in the Sifim before. Geder Karmelis, the criteria of a Karmelis is Sif Yud Ches. It can't be less than 4x4. Tfochim. It cannot have a height higher than 10 tfochim. Ulamala ma'asora have a mokim p'tur. And higher than 10, it's a mokim p'tur. So look straight to where Mishabu explains where these dinim come from in Ayin Gimel. Da'kiluba, it's got the kulas. Mikulu rishus haram, mikulu rishus hayochid. Rishus hayochid is oilav l'rakia. Rishus harabim only goes till 10 tefochim. So we give it to kula rishus harabim, de'en tevesa el asura tefochim, it can help sifid base. V'lo yavak rishus hayochid oilav l'rakia, it can help sifay. Umikulu rishus hayochid, it's got, although Rishus Ram has to be 16 amas wide, but the mass of the din of 4x4 comes from a Rishus Hayochid, Dima Omud, Machzik Pochus Mizeh, have a Mokim Turk and the Kamas if you test. So it goes till 10 for him.
Why is that called the Kula?
Yeah, why is it called the Kula? You could have a point in Rishus Ram, maybe. Why is it called the Kula? I had a Shaila which I haven't yet been Nifshah properly, which is we had Lamushal, if you have it, it's Taba English Rishus Rabim. So you have a place 4x4, which is 7, 8 high. It's a mukim p'tur. Sorry, it's a karmelis. Yeah? Even in Rishus Rabim, you have something 4x4 wide. Anything from 3 till 10 or 9 in the Rabim Makas, it'll be a karmelis. Now we just learned a karmelis from the floor only goes till 10. So this thing in Rishus Rabim over here, 4x4 and 4 high, does that go to 14 or that goes till 6? On top of there. A karmelis, a field, only goes till 10. Where do we have it?
Yesterday,
top of the house, top of the roof. No, it's not to do with that. Yeah, it could be to do with that as well, that you just can't have higher than 10. But even those that do say you can have higher than 10, even though they do say, does that go higher, is this choshev enough to go higher than 10? See, there's a stipler, klet the shayla, in Rabbi Mekasrim, Olav. I don't know if it's the Shaykhus. Rabbi Mekasrim, who said, you have this thing in Rishus Rabim, which is 9 high, and Rabbi Mekasrim Olav, Rishus Rabim on top. The stipler, Simon Yud and Shabbos Klet, does that mean it's Rishus Rabim for 1, or is it Rishus Rabim for 10? Right, so that is the din of a Karmelis. I'm not sure. In Karmelis, whether it goes higher or not, maybe it's Poshah, I just haven't got any rise to that. Weiter zot de Mechaber, V'yamim un'cholim. Now here's already a chiddush, a yam and a nachal. So we've got a river or a sea, where l'chayra the seabed itself is a karmelis. The seabed is a karmelis. Nevertheless, that's already a gemara hakol moedim that we get like a new karmelis on the surface of the water, and therefore we've got 10 tefachim from the surface of the water. If you take from them up on the top of the water, you don't say, oh, it's already 20 deep, so, 30 deep, so it's already a mokim p'tor. No. Ad asura ba'ave, have a karmelis, till 10 from the water is a karmelis, lemala ma'asura ba'ave, have a mokim p'tor, is a mokim p'tor. Zok de mishabura, lemala ma'asura tzolei mashima omo doyo rocha v'abola bo pochs ma'asura begoiva. Sheyesh ala din karmelis, if you have an omud, which is 4x4, less than 10, like we said, and it's got din karmelis, the kola mina avish olav lemala masoris. That's what lemala masoris means till 14. Let's say it's 4 high. Or does it mean till 6? I don't think it's clear. Olav lemala masoris. Mutaloi to shusaram shusayochid. Now we kola mi mokim p'tur. See, the problem is we're talking about ave here. So what does it mean, mokim p'tur? We're talking about air space. Tell it says, if he put his hand there somehow, kolat, from somebody put something into his hand, and it's higher than 10 from a karmelis, he has taken it from a mokim p'tur. And therefore, you can take it wherever you want. So we had before, if you're in Rishus HaYochid, and you stick a stick in, and it's higher, However ad me'ama, however high it is, even a little thin stick, that is Ushus HaYochid, because Ushus HaYochid oil ad l'ukiya. But in Ushus HaRabim, or in a Karmelis, it's nothing. It's a Mukim Ptur, higher than 10. Im Nords konne Brüche Omud, on top of this Karmelis, weil ihr seht, nach so gewöhr, le male, mal so, it's now higher than 10, have a nami Mukim Ptur, mutter lege Ushus HaRabim, Ushus HaYochid, le'nech olav, you can even put from Ushus HaRabim onto it, but take off it, because it's a Mukim Ptur. But by water, we look at the water as the surface of the water becomes a new Karmelis. From Svas HaMayim and upwards is 10. Have a Karmelis. Because it gets this din, Drabunon, Karmelis, Issa, Karmelis becomes Rishus. Karmelis becomes Rishus, where you can't take from there, neither to Rishus HaYochid, neither to Rishus HaRabim. But lemala masora, or it's a lame shim, where it's a tatla maim, shotla mapnea maim, licha alba amas ba'ava, lemala masora, you took it from there and you want to take it higher than 10, and maybe place it somewhere higher than 10, it'll be muta. Tavi moilach b'mokim ptur, you're putting it in a mokim ptur. See, zot the rumo, boil, a boil, ho oimed b'kaumelis, which is in a kaumelis. Afila omak mea amma, even if it's deep, 100 amas, have a kaumelis, it's always a kaumelis. I'm not going to explain this rumor. Instead, I'm going to learn Sifu Tes, and then Blineda will come back to it. Sifu Tes. Sifu Tes is the last one of the Rishuyas, Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim, Karmelis, Mokim Ptur. And this is a Mokim Ptur which, even after the Chachomim changed all open spaces into a Karmelis, but they left a Mokim Ptur in certain instances, which is less than Dalad al Dalad, they always left it as a Mokim Ptur, and it stays a Mokim Ptur, which means your Lautu Lachatrila take, that's the next simon, from Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim, or Karmelis into the Mokim Ptur. So what is a it's very important to know, by the way, what is a Mokim Ptur? Why? Because if you're walking in the street and you find something in your pocket, in a place there's no Erev, and you want to put it down somewhere, so wherever you're going to put it down, usually you'd have an Issa, at least half an Issa, Issa Drabonon. Now you know about it, you're walking with it from the Karmelis, you're walking in a Karmelis, you're walking in Rishus HaRabim, and you want to put it down, not in the house, once you're in the house, you just put it down, Rishus HaYochid. But you're walking in a Karmelis, you want to put it down, where are you going to put it down? You go into a house, so you've made an Akira from where you knew about it, or from where you came from Rishus HaYochid, or from Rishus HaRabim, into Rishus HaYochid. You put down the street, you made a Hanocha, you made a Hanocha in Rishus HaRabim, or in a Karmelis, you're not allowed to. So the best place to put it is in a Mokim Ptur. So you have to find a Mokim Ptur. So it's important to know, what is a Mokim Ptur? So Mokim Ptur, either Chachomim made everything into Issa Drabonon, if it's more than Dalad al Dalad. So we have any place which is less than Dalad al Dalad will be a Mokim Ptur. Say it's deep, however deep. Say it's high, however high, as long as it's less than Mokim Dalad. Say if it is a box, even if it's got nothing on top of it, but the inside, we said, is less than Dalad al Dalad, and the outside also, the inside is always be, but the outside is less than Dalad al Dalad as well, it'll always be a Mokim Ptur. So that's what the Mechabit, so that's the best place to put it. So Sifu Tes, Mokim Ptur, Mokim She'ein Boi Dalad al Dalad, V'gevoya Mishloisha U'malo Ad L'Rekia, because we said if it's lower than 3, it becomes like its Rishus, in a Karmelis, Rishus Ravim. Oi Charitz, or a deep place, she'ein bo yabor labor, which isn't 4x4, v'omak yosim shloisha, again, it's a mistake, it's not v'omak shloisha, already 3 is already, 3 and more, Mishabuya says, not more than 3. V'chein ha-mechitzas ha-gvoyas m'shloisha lemali, you're surrounding a place with mechitzas higher than 3, v'ein b'neim ha-bor labor, they haven't got between them 4x4, unless you can put something on it, and then maybe it didn't use the yochit, but otherwise, it pashtas, it less than 4x4, it's everything is, I think. So we made it. We have here kalka oilam, yeah? And so we have any loch deeper than 4, deeper than 10, higher than 10, or any pillar lower than 10, higher than 10, they're all less by 4x4, they all are Mokim Ptur. Or you could have even something which is long, let's say a 9x box or something like that in the street, but usually they'll be four wide. The big green boxes, yeah, in the street. Usually they're 4 wide. If they're not 4 wide, even let's say they're 3 wide, 50 long, it's also a Mokim Ptur, because you need the 4x4 in the area, the proper 4x4. So a street sign, said, is a very good moshel, very common. Or when you go in Ashbourne Grove there, you have these boulders.
Bollards.
Bollards. So the bollards are about so high. So the chayre, they're all a mukim p'tur. They're not dalad dalad. So they're not dalad dalad. So you've got the street sign would all be a mukim p'tur. So the best place you have a handkerchief in your pocket would be to put it on one of those. Yeah. That would be the idea. Until we learn the next rumor. Let's see. Zok the rumor. Let's first learn the mishabura on this. Zok the mishabura. Ein tes. Sorry. You pay aleph. Shein boy abor tvochem roichav afilu oirich elef ama. The merubah abor tvochem and abor tvochem beidon. So he said, this 9x box, if it's 3 wide, 3.5 wide, even if it's 100 amas long, it's still a mokum p'tur, if you find such things in the middle of the street. V'gevoya mishleisha ulemala, the pochs mishleisha botle gabakal kleb sifyud. V'omak yoysi mishleisha tosoy, v'sorechalem v'omak shleisha. 3 already is already different rishus. Ve'im benem nabo, m'lozhan le'ma shod, eino m'chiz m'saf l'abo, v'ayin al-basif kod n'yo gimel, that if you can put something on top, maybe it's a different deal. The calls it, zot dugu mo now. All very nice. All these things are correct. They're all mokum p'tur. However, Sedan al-Locha, which is said in the Gemara, Ligaba something else, that when you have a Kalmelis, not Usha Sarabim, when you have a Kalmelis, it has a Chumra, that at something next to the Kalmelis, which is Taka really maybe a Mokum Ptur, there's a Locha of Motza Minas Minoy. I mean, the Gemara, Zohar, that is also a Kalmelis. So if you've got all here a Kalmelis, and you have next to it a place which is a Mokum Ptur, it's the exact place is the end of Shimon Menvov. But this is the Gemara. This becomes, if this is a Rishus Rabbim, it stays a Mokum Ptur. But if this is a Kalmelis, the Zid of Motzah Min Esminoi, it's found its friend. It's found its friend. The Gemara says, oh, Rishus Rabbim should be Mochama. I said, no, a Kalmelis, there's a Alocha, Motzah Min Esminoi. This has found its friend. And because this is a Kalmelis, it can extend there as well. So now we have a big Machlok Rishonim. Okay, the Gemara's case, we'll see some other time. It's on the outskirts of the Kalmelis. But in all these cases where we just said there were Mokum Ptur, do we say also Motzah Min Esminoi? If they're in Rishus Rabbim, you're right, it's a Mokum Ptur. But if they're in a Kalmelis, Motzah Min Esminoi, they all change into a Kalmelis. Zot Amachloik Shishayim. The first shit is Zot Lago, the Kolzeh Dafke Bo'imed Rishus Rabbim. They all become Kalmelises. That's the first shit is the Rambam. Nah, the Gemara is talking about a certain case. But a normal Mokum Ptur and Chilik Mamishus Rabbim le Kalmelis, Avalimoimer Bushus Ayochid, Kulam Dirushus Ayochid. Obviously, if all these things are in Ushus Ayochid, they're all Ushus Ayochid. That's obvious. But so we have a big Machlokes here. Do we say these things are Kalmelis when we're in a Kalmelis, or do we not? Zokter, Zod Mishabura, Pehei, the Pirush. Kolat Siyurim Amavorim Besiv Zeh, to be aimed by Dalad al Dalad have a Mokum Ptur, Dafke Boim Mishusur Rabbim. Abel Boim be Kalmelis, Afagav da have a Albo, have a Deloyav Albo, have a Kikalmelis, still a Kalmelis, the Motsabinas Minoi. How now Mokum Ptur, Motses, a Kalmelis Shiminoi, Shugamke in Mokum Ptur Menatoira, it's found its friend. We say these things in Yerudea, Motzah Min Esminoi, but it's a borrowed lashon. But the Maaseh we say, Motzah Min Esminoi, the Mokum Ptur has found its friend, and it also becomes a Kalmelis. In Drabonon, you can say, easier, Rishus Rabbim, no, it'll stay a Mokum Ptur. So, V'dinoi K'Kalmelis, U'ba'omad, Oy Mechitzes, Hanir Elel, Loyav K'Kalmelis, El Adasor Tvochim. So what does the Mishabura say here? He says like this. So it's very important. So now, if we're going in a street, which is a Rishus Rabbim, and you want to put something down in a Mokum Ptur to save you a half a Issa Anocha, you have all these places to put it in. But as soon as you're going in a Kalmelis, you've lost all these places. Because they all become, like the first Shitta, which the Remor Paskins like Be'ika, they've all become Motzah Min Esminoi, and they are all Kalmelises. Except this case here. Higher than 10, the one that's higher than 10, that can't become a Kalmelis. Because even a Kalmelis, even if it would be 4x4, you'd never have a Kalmelis higher than 10. And 4x4 is just a Yochid. So higher than 10 would not become a Kalmelis. That's what the Mishabuyan says here. When you're going downwards, all Kalmelis. Kalmelis, 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 in a Kalmelis. English is a Rabbim. Mokum Ptur, Mokum Ptur, Mokum Ptur, Mokum Ptur, Mokum Ptur. In a Kalmelis, 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 Kalmelis. Lemala miyud, afilu be Kalmelis have a mokum p'tur. That's the only mokum p'tur you'd find in a Kalmelis.
On our streets, this example of the post.
On our streets, these would still be a Kalmelis. The Kalmelis is Kalmelis. Oh, so that this is a wichtig in the kudu now. I'll come back to you in a second, yeah? Let's just finish. Lekula alma dina peizain bevitzin rishus hayochid. Lekula alma dina kamo rishus hayochid. Shekol dovah shu betoich rishus hayochid rishus hayochid. Bein gevoya, bein nomach, bein rochav, bein kotza. Ayin bachroinim shemetzadadim lo yuske deri shoyna. Ayin bachroinim shemetzadadim lo yuske deri shoyna. Ayin bachroinim that they say like deri shoyna. And they say that we do say motzah minas mina. We don't say like the Rashi that says it remains a mokum p'tor, but we say no. Shusur rabim it's a mokum p'tor, but in a kamelis it's a kamelis. Now let's go back. What did the Ramor say? Why do we paskin like that? Because the Ramor, even though here he brings two shittas, but the Ramor before Hagor, let's see what the Ramor says. Boir. The Ramor before begins on the Madala. Boir ha'omed be kamelis. Afela omek may I have a kamelis. Because then it'll be Ushus HaYochid. But however deep it is, if it's not 4x4, it's not a Mokum Ptur like it should be in Ushus HaRabim, it changes to a Kalmelis. De'ein Mokum Ptur v'Kalmelis, K'mosh Nisba'a B'Somach. Where's in Nisba'a B'Somach? The first Shitta. The first Shitta has told us there's no Mokum Ptur. No Mokum Ptur, only when it's higher than 10. But otherwise, that's not a Mokum Ptur, so that's not a Mokum Ptur, and that's not a Mokum Ptur, and that's not, and that's not the whole Kalmelis. Zog the Mishnah Berurah. Because it's less than 4x4. Obviously, it's less than 4x4, otherwise, it'd be Ushus HaYochid. Because the Gemara is going B'Deri Shoina, that there is no Mokum Ptur in a Kalmelis. Unless it's higher than Yud. The whole the Kaimel on the Gedder Kaimel Shloya Pochas Mabola Bor, Kochai Das Hagozu, Echid Omdoim Shusu Rabim, Tilio in the Kaimelis, Philip Pochas Mabola Bor, Gankin Shin Kaimel Monsiminis, Mina Botlegabei. Even though we said before, Kaimelis has to be 4x4. Hashkoch. Kaimelis has to be 4x4 when nothing surrounding it is making it into a Kaimelis. There, Kaimelis has to be 4x4. And the same thing that Bialocha says over here, we learned before, Chorim can be a Kalmelis, or less than 4x4, not a Kalmelis, so there's nothing surrounding it to make it a Kalmelis, even in a Kalmelis, because it's outside the Kalmelis, the Alocha says. But when you're in a Kalmelis, and you're surrounded by a Kalmelis, so then you don't need 4x4, like the Rumor, like the first shit to which the Rumor Paskins here, and all these, in which the Surabim or Mokum Ptur, being a Kalmelis, 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 except higher than 10, which can't be a Kalmelis. So you asked very good. I always used to tie this, that if you're going in our streets, which our streets are not in Ushus HaRabim, because we don't have, we take on, there are not 600,000 people there, maybe the Chum Ushus HaRabim, but there's no 600,000 people, so they're not Ushus HaRabim. So what are they? They're only a Kalmelis. If they're a Kalmelis, you've got nowhere to put them on, because you're hanky, you can't put it anywhere, only on something higher than 10. Anything lower than 10, less than 4x4, or deep, however deep, will always be a Kalmelis, because what's a mean as mean? Ad. That's what's a Ushus HaYochid. Of course it is. Ad, very ado, possibly, not to measure it. Ad, this last week, I was looking in the Sefer Beis Av from Rabbi Avraham Yudalevich, who made or tried to make an Erev in Manchester 120 years ago, Beis Av, Makanta Sefer, yeah, Makanta Sefer, Beis Av. He lived in strange ways somewhere and he speaks about the Erev in Manchester. And so he said that you can make an Erev in Manchester without any problems. He speaks about 600,000, Makanta Sefer. And he brings down a Yeshus Yaakov, which I haven't seen brought anywhere else. Yeshus Yaakov is a Tamoyi Kachidish. He says, Maskin, there's a din of Kalmelis, Motsuminas Mino, Yeshus Rabbe, Mokum Ptur. That is only Zot the Yeshus Yaakov if the Kalmelis is a Kalmelis mitzad atzmo. You've got a bicker, you've got an open field which hasn't got machitzas, it's a Kalmelis, to Motsuminas Mino. But if you're in a street where the street's got 16 amos, and the street's got a rabbin walking through and everything, so the street is Yeshus Rabbe. Understand? We're short of a few people. We've only got 100, 200, 300 people. We haven't got 600,000 people. Zuktag, it's a chiddush. It's not chisorim, it's on the street. Avad, it's a Kalmelis. But it's not chisorim, it's on the street to say that you say motzimin esminoi. Because the meaning of the street is Ushus HaRabim. It just, the street won't change in in the look of the street and the size of the street when people come there. It'll still be the same street. So the Yeshua Yaakov is like, it's a poisek. I've never seen it anywhere else. I haven't seen it even brought down except in this Sefer Beisov. So this kind of Karmelis is not a Karmelis where you say Motsimina Tamina. Because it is a Yeshua Yaakov, just because there's no 600,000 people, it stays a Karmelis. So you don't say Motsimina Tamina. So we can, Loitim, find all our mukum tours in Shusayoch and in our streets. Come back.
He says that.